Great news as the governors of both Arizona and Texas put the word out around the country asking for help, saying that the border issue is not just for border states, but across the nation as well, and put the word out there and asking other governors to step up and help. The first one to answer that call was Governor Ron DeSantis from the state of Florida. And there were small, only very few details of what was going to happen or who would be sent, they would be sending. But one of the counties that is sending deputies or sending personnel to Arizona and Texas is my hometown of Fort Myers, Florida, or Lee County, and the Sheriff's Department, where my brother and my sister-in-law both are employed. Joining us right now is the Sheriff of Lee County, Sheriff Marcino. First of all, Sheriff, it's very special to me that the home I've been in for 26 and a half years is being helped by my hometown where I grew up and love so much. So for me personally and from the people in Arizona, thank you for stepping up and answering this call.
Hey, Mike, first, thanks for having me on the show. It's great to hear and meet you. Your brother's a rock star. He does a great job. He's part of my family, and so are you.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, we're very proud of him. And, you know, I don't want to get too personal in this interview, but my brother's always been my hero. And he's been, you know, first one in our family to graduate from college. And I know he's very proud of the sheriff's office. And I'm glad you recognize his service. Let's talk about the people that you're sending to Arizona and Texas. Do you have a number of people? Is it going to be on a volunteer basis? And how long do you think they'll be staying, and when will they leave?
Well, I'll tell you, first and foremost, it's the right thing to do. Our great governor, Ron DeSantis, and our great attorney general, we work together as a team. And there is no I in team. And what we do is when our Texas administration or, you know, our Arizona administration calls upon us, we are going to help because it's the right thing to do. So I'm very confident the governor's going to iron out the details. He advised it's going to be about a 16-day, you know, assignment. The assignments are not clear right now, but the call was clear. It was made, and absolutely, we're stepping up.
You know, one of the things that's been talked about by our governor quite often, and the same with the governor from Texas, is that this is a national issue. As the border crisis continues, we are helping to enrich the cartels because they're charging huge amounts of money and they're enriching themselves, and then they're able to have their crime syndicates be more powerful. You have to be feeling some of that in Florida as well.
What we do, and first and foremost, when you look at the fentanyl and meth being up 230% at the border, you look at 3,000% increase in sexual predators, okay, that's unacceptable. You know, my message is clear for other people. You know, when you go to bed at night, you lock your front door, or you take it off the hinges and leave it open. Do you protect you and your family? Because safety and security is always number one. In this state, we're going to make sure we have it.
Yeah, and that's what we are so happy about here, because the call went out for people and it was great that Florida stepped up. Did the governor put the word out on a volunteer basis to agencies, or how was it figured out which counties would be sending people? I know there's Florida Department of Law Enforcement and the Highway Patrol, but did individual agencies volunteer to do this?
So, you know, first of all, and I say great governor, I don't just say that to say it. He is amazing, making the most difficult decisions during the pandemic, and continues every single day to prove why our state is great. And why do people, 900-plus people a day, move to our state? It's not just the sunshine. It's because of law and order and safety. And, you know, when our governor calls, we talk regularly. When he calls and he shows law enforcement support, no matter what, he stands with us, he supports us. Our attorney general does the same thing. So when they call us and ask, there's no hesitation. It's immediate because it's the right thing to do. People will try to say, oh, it's political. It's not political. When you do what's right, you're doing it because it's right. It's not a political move. And I applaud our governor and support him 1,000,000% for doing what's tough and making those decisions. And we stand with him.
So the decisions within your agency of who you will send and how many you will send, will you be taking volunteers for those positions?
Well, you know what? We got to find out how many and what that looks like. We're never going to compromise the safety of our residents locally. We have plans in place. We're going to communicate with our governor. And once we find out that number, I'll tell you already, people are listening. People have watched it on the news. And we have tons and tons. And again, I love our veterans, people that served our country. Tons of people that are veterans that say, hey, please, let me go. Let me go. They all want to go for the better cause. And that's a great thing to have, and I know I respect them tremendously.
When you in the capacity of your job, because I know we deal with it here, what I do in my capacity on the air is talk about policing and the understaffing that we suffer here. You're not going to allow a staffing issue, but do you have staffing issues in Lee County?
So, you know, when I first came into command, we were a little over 120 positions down. I'll tell you now, thankfully, morale is the highest it's ever been. we actually have a waiting list. Everyone is literally wanting to come aboard, and they want to serve. And in this day and age, when you turn that TV on and you see everywhere in USA their problems, thankfully, we don't have that here. And we don't. We have law and order, and what they do have is a sheriff and administration that stands with them and backs them and allows them to do their job.
You know, Sheriff, I get home a couple of times a year, and I hope someday I get to meet you. My brother speaks so highly of you, and I appreciate the time on the air. And from everybody in Arizona, we want to thank Lee County for stepping up and sending people to do this.
Hey, united we stand. That's why we're a great country. There's no cost you can put on saving lives and protecting lives, and we're there together.
All right. Thank you, Sheriff.
Thank you.
That is Sheriff Carmine Marcino from Lee County, Florida, my hometown, and a great sense of support for law enforcement, for the rule of law. I'm just glad that they're doing this. It's unfortunate that we're sending the call out this way. This is a federal issue. I'm glad that he said that it's not political, because I don't believe that it is. I think the issue of border security in Arizona is one we all share. There is a complex issue when it comes to all things to do with the border. We understand, and I totally understand, that there is an absolute need for comprehensive immigration reform. I think we need to do a better job with our immigration system in this country. But what the sheriffs talked about and the huge percentage rise in fentanyl coming across the border and methamphetamines coming across the border, but also the couple of thousand percent increase in sex trafficking that's coming across the border, it affects not just Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, California. This is something that affects us nationwide. And so securing the border and sending a message that we will is something I think that is a strong message that needs to be sent, number one. But we also, after sending that message, need to do something to solve our immigration issues. I agree with that wholeheartedly. But I am thrilled that people are answering the call, and maybe others will. No one is looking for a battle. And I mean a physical battle. No one's looking for a war. What people are looking for is security. And our police agencies in border towns are suffering and being overwhelmed because they don't have the firepower and they don't have the manpower that the cartels do. And so our state is stretched thin. We have the Border Strike Force with our Highway Patrol. But having other people here that are saying we understand this is a national issue is encouraging. So a big thank you to Sheriff Marcino from Lee County in Florida. And I'm very thankful that he took the time out to come on this morning.